Many school districts across the state grapple with budgetary challenges for funding special education. The state of Wisconsin reimburses school districts for about 30% of their special education costs, and federal funding covers a small amount as well. But individual districts are left to cover the rest of that, often pulling money from funds that would go towards general education. Our next guest has crunched the numbers on Wisconsin special education funding and says the state needs to step up how much it pays for these programs. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. What questions do you have about special education funding in Wisconsin? And do you want to see changes to how we pay for it? Or don't pay for it, for that matter? If you work in special education or have a loved one in the school system, tell us your experience. Share. 1-800-642-1234. Email always available anytime. Ideas at WPR.org. Mary McKillop is a senior researcher at the nonprofit Education Law Center. She co-authored a new report just last week called Wisconsin Special Education Funding Crunch: How State Underfunding Disproportionately Harms Students in High Poverty Districts. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Lee. Thank you for having me.
So if you would, just give us a little run through about how special education is supposed to be funded in Wisconsin. How does the reimbursement system work here?
Sure. So what happens is school districts spend their money to support their students with disabilities, whether that's testing, staff, whatever they need to provide the students with needs to cover all of those various costs. And then they submit a report to the state telling them this is how much we spent last year. And the state covers a 30% currently, as you noted, of those expenditures. Not every single thing that the school district reports, it's within certain guidelines, but 30% of that.
With that 30% as some perspective, has it always been that share from the state, or has that share changed over the years?
So what we found is that in the past few decades, the proportion of special education funding that's been covered by the state has dropped as the costs have grown dramatically. And it doesn't mean that the state hasn't put any money into special education funds. They have increased special education funding over time, but the costs have just skyrocketed. There's more students that are having disabilities that need to be supported, and presumably schools are learning how to better support those students, and that just comes with costs associated with it.
And Mary, how does Wisconsin's reimbursement system disproportionately affect high poverty districts? It's right there in the title of your report. It's disproportionately harming students in high poverty districts. How?
Yes. So what we found was that because there's so many special education costs and districts have to cover them, those extra funds that aren't covered by the state are being pulled out of the general funds that a school has to spend on just more any needs for all their students, right? Special education funding is what's called a categorical aid. So the money that the state gives for special education funding is earmarked for special education resources. The general funding is the more districts can have more leeway. But a lot of that extra, that general funding is having to be pulled into the special education. And what we found was that these high poverty districts, they have about similar amounts of overall funding as the wealthier districts. There, a lot of states do try and put more funding into their higher poverty districts because research shows that the students from low-income backgrounds do require more resources in school. But they're about similarly funded in Wisconsin, but there are more students with disabilities in those on average, in those high poverty districts. So when they're reimbursed 30% and they have more students with disabilities, there's just proportionally, it ends up that there's more money that is being pulled out of the general funds.
Sure. Mary McKillop, our guest, senior researcher for the Education Law Center. Their new report out last week is called Wisconsin's Special Education Funding Crunch, How State Underfunding Disproportionately Harms Students in High Poverty Districts. And we invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. What about the quality of special education? And you know, given the lack of financial support, what do we see about the quality of special education in Wisconsin, Mary?
Well, that I can't speak to. That is out of the scope of this report. We didn't look at whether what the quality is of special education within the districts. But there are a lot of federal and state regulations towards special education that do require that certain things, guidelines be met. And so I would say, you know, these costs, they're not districts saying, oh, well, we're not going to spend the money on the students because we don't have it. They're spending the money on the special education students, and then it has to come from somewhere.
Why has the cost for special education risen so much over time? As you detail in your report, in 1980-81, special education to the state ran about $161 million, and in last year's school year, 2020-2021, is a ten times that, at $1.6 billion. What's in the increased costs?
Well, like I said earlier, and this also is not something that we looked at was specifically how the, you know, what the reason behind those trends are. But I would say that this is something nationally, it's not just okay. Wisconsin. The number of students with disabilities has been increasing in the past few decades. And I would say it's probably because more students are being identified as needing special education supports. And also that probably, hopefully, we're getting better at supporting our students with disabilities by providing them resources they need that require, whether it's a co-teacher in the classroom so that the special education teacher can provide additional services or any of these things can be very costly, but yeah, they are what the students need.
So do we have a ballpark of how many students in Wisconsin, what percentage of students in Wisconsin receive some form of special education?
Yes, it's about 14%.
Okay, about.
And we do have, as part of our report, we have an online district level data dashboard. So folks in Wisconsin can go on there and look at their own district. It's at edlawcenter.org, and you can see what percent of students with disabilities are in your district and what the costs are. And we also have some estimates in there of how much more funding your district would get if the reimbursement rate were increased or lower.
Yeah.
Ranges from 45% to 100%.
If we were to increase our reimbursement rate to 100%, do we have a dollar figure on that? Because Wisconsin happens to have a $4.3 billion surplus, I heard in the news last week.
Yes, yes. It is certainly a good time to put some funding into special education because of that budget surplus. That is certainly true. What our report looked at, 90% reimbursement rate would cost $1 billion.
So to increase the reimbursement rate from 30% where it was in the 2020-2021 fiscal year, from 30% to 90% would cost an estimated $1 billion.
Correct. Additional. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know that the Wisconsin, the Department of Public Instruction has requested a 45% increase to then go up to a 60% increase. So it's certainly, we fully support that. There's no requirement that there's a need to go up to 90% tomorrow, although that would be wonderful. We're optimistic.
And again, Mary, as you mentioned in the report, although the title is clear that it disproportionately hurts students in high poverty districts, this funding gap it impacts everybody in public education in Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Every district serves some students with disabilities, and they are all only reimbursed for the 30% reimbursement cost. So they all do have They all would benefit from an increase to this reimbursement rate.
We're talking about special education funding in Wisconsin with Education Law Center senior researcher Mary McKillop, and you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. What do you think of Wisconsin's special education reimbursement system? Do you want the state to allocate more funds for special ed? What other solutions might you suggest? 1-800-642-1234 or email us ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're picking up our talk with Mary McKillop, senior researcher at the nonprofit Education Law Center. With us today, sharing the report she co-authored last week called Wisconsin Special Education Funding Crunch, How State Underfunding Disproportionately Harms Students in High Poverty Districts. And we want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Do you have experience with Wisconsin's special education system? Frustrations? Celebrations? Do you work in the school district? What do you see from your perspective? 800-642-1234. Facebook page always available, or ideas@WPR.org if you prefer email. And Mary, if I understand this right, and your report notes, Wisconsin is one of only a handful of states in the U.S. that fund special education through these reimbursement rates. How does our state compare with others, and is there potentially a better way to fund special education that you've seen?
Yes, well, there are a variety of different approaches in which states can use to fund special education. We do link in our report to the Education Commission of the States. They have a website that tracks how states fund special education, as well as how they fund other pieces of school resources. The most common way to fund special education, which is in 30 states, is through funding weights, where students with disabilities receive a certain additional amount of funding. So for example, a weight of 0.5 means a district gets 50% more funding for the student with disabilities than they would for a student without disabilities. But that doesn't tell us, because, so for example, with this weighted system, even with that, if the state isn't giving a high enough weight to properly cover what a school needs, the additional funding could still be too low to support its students with all their various resource needs. So while that is the most popular, I can't say whether one is so much better than the other. The important thing is to adequately fund those approaches and make sure that enough funding is going to cover these costs.
Mary, it is election season, and I have heard politicians say we can't keep throwing money at a problem. And we're talking about funding education here. Is this throwing money at a problem, or does the Education Law Center see it in a different light?
Well, to me, it's public education is a very, very important public good, and it's really important that Wisconsin have a group of students graduating from their K-12 public school system ready to be active, productive citizens and help the economy of the state to continue to grow and prosper. So I absolutely think that it's not throwing money at a problem. I do feel like more funding to our public schools is a very important component in every state.
Are there other solutions, Mary, for special education funding in Wisconsin besides raising the reimbursement rate? We talked about the other model, but that's just weights, and it depends on what the rate is of that weight, so that can be modified. What do you see as what could be best practices here?
Well, I think Wisconsin has and they're not alone in this, they have a complicated method of funding their schools with revenue limits, sort of limiting how much funding can be increased to a district, and these sort of categorical grants that are separate from the general pile of funds. So it is complicated, and this isn't the only way to address that. Things like putting in additional funding into the system to support specifically targeting lower income students would be one approach. There are other ways to sort of tackle needs within the Wisconsin school districts of funding. We went with this approach and really feel like this is a great way to address a problem that we can see, that we see in all districts throughout the state relatively quickly. You just simply increase this reimbursement rate. You don't have to like overhaul the entire school funding formula. And so it's just a very quick way. You invest a little bit more money into this reimbursement rate, and it will bring benefits to all the districts.
And all the students. Mary McKillop, our guest, senior researcher of the Education Law Center. And we focused a lot on this. We focused exclusively on the state funding here. But what about the federal funding and the role that the federal government plays in special education funds?
Yes. So that is certainly something that there is more federal funding needed for special education. And it is low across the nation. There is not a large proportion of the special education costs being covered by the federal IDEA funds, but there are also so many requirements under IDEA. So certainly an increase in federal funding would be very beneficial across the nation for sure.
Have we seen reductions like we did in the state of Wisconsin at the federal level, where in 1980, state was reimbursing at a rate of about 2/3, and in 2020, we were reimbursing at less than 1/3?
I have not found a good resource that compares the proportion of special education costs that are covered by states. And I would love to see something like that. Maybe that should be our next project. But that certainly is a good question to investigate for sure.
Well, and the other question that I have, Mary, is the role that the responsibility and role that charter schools in Wisconsin may have in special education for students in the state, and how the charter schools play into the public education and how that funding works out. I know it just gets more complicated from here, but basically and simply, do we understand the relationship between charter schools and public schools and special education in Wisconsin?
I didn't see a big contrast in terms of charter school students with disabilities compared to the larger traditional public school districts. So yeah, I can't really speak to that.
Mary McKillop, our guest, senior researcher at the Education Law Center, and the new report out just last week, Wisconsin Special Education Funding Crunch, How State Underfunding Disproportionately Harms Students in High Poverty Districts. But what about the affluent districts in Wisconsin? What do they see? What about those that are better off in the state? What does that funding look like?
Well, we have found that special education costs are an issue in every district, the more affluent and the ones that have more students coming from low-income backgrounds. But what we found was that because the percent of students with disabilities tended to be higher in the high poverty districts, the lack of coverage from state aid does impact those high poverty districts more. But that doesn't mean that the wealthier districts wouldn't really see some benefit from an increase in the reimbursement rate. And again, we have this online district tool where you can go and you can look at, you know, comparing districts by their different poverty. We do have the district demographics in that system to show the race composition of the school district, the percent poverty, the percent special education, to sort of get a sense of how much more even the wealthiest districts could benefit from an increase in the special education reimbursement rates.
And Mary, I know the study is about special education funding in the state of Wisconsin, but is there a bigger picture here from the perspective of the Education Law Center about disproportionate education funding district to district overall?
Yeah, well, we do put out a national report called Making the Grade every year that looks at school funding across the states and does a comparison. And Wisconsin is sort of average. We assign them a letter grade, A through F. And Wisconsin sort of hits the C's on all levels. So not terrible, but could be better. So there is certainly, in general, that doesn't say whether it's adequate, whether the school districts are receiving an adequate amount of funding for what they need in Wisconsin to serve their students. But it does say in the national picture, Wisconsin is not the worst, but not the best. They could be better.
We're a solid C student, everybody. How about that? What's the Education Law Center looking at next? What's on your horizon, Mary?
My research is funded through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and it is looking at the fairness of state funding systems, looking at school resources in general, how they're distributed. So this is the first focus on special education we've done. We really try and see what advocates and community members in states are really looking to better understand. And in this case, in Wisconsin, the question was about special education funding. And can you look at what's going on in Wisconsin and help us better understand the special education funding picture? So, we've done, we're working in Michigan now. We recently released a report in Illinois. So we seem to be sort of in the Midwest a bit these days.
Well, I appreciate this research and very, very much thank you for sharing it with us this afternoon. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary McKillop, senior researcher at the Nonprofit Education Law Center, co-authored a new report last week called Wisconsin's Special Education Funding Crunch, How State Underfunding Disproportionately Harms Students in High Poverty Districts.